Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello. Hi. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this evening? Late, early evening. Hopefully you are getting ready for that wonderful home cooked meal that you are cooking today. It is Monday. Wow. And I love a lot of you are always wondering or get suspicious why I'm so happy on a Monday. Well, reason being that this is the startup of my date with you because we don't do shows on the weekend, and we have been. We have breaking some of the rules, but some of you know that I have an ill father, and weekends are the day that I get to spend time with him because we don't know for how long we're going to have him. And so enjoying every single moment with family members. So hopefully you're doing the same. But I'm here on Monday and I get to see you guys. I get to talk to you Monday to Friday, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I'm so happy and honored to bring another guest and another amazing story. And a wonderful, wonderful to be able to share with all of you listeners. Just remember, guys, that if you would like to call us in, interact with us, you can always do so. The lines are open. 845 is the number, 277-9146. 845-277-9146. Our social is open. We are on Instagram, on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We are on LinkedIn. We are, my goodness, we even doing TikTok. And a lot of you are thinking, Lizzie, TikTok for reals? Well, we've been advised by my coach that we need to be all over social presence. People don't even have websites anymore. I mean, very rare. We do, but that's one of the things that is coming up. I mean, social is the new website, it's the new presence, and I guess that's what we're doing. So let's see how long I can keep up that one for. As I said, we are live today. We have an amazing guest, and I am so excited that he's able to connect with us. And one of the things that I love to do is, you know, bring up the International Day. Today, believe it or not, I don't remember seeing this because I do this every year, but December 7th is the International Aviation Day. There you go. So for all of you retired veterans, and for you, all of you that are, in the aviation, whether it's in the military or privately, congratulations. Happy International Aviation Day, Civil Aviation Day. So very, very excited to see things that I keep a track, but I honestly don't remember seeing this last year. Maybe the day that we did the show, it was a weekend or a holiday or something like that. It couldn't be, but there you have it. Weather-wise, here in Toronto, Canada, my goodness, guess what? We are heading to -7 this evening. So it's going to get pretty cold. I did do my walk lunchtime, which was actually really nice in the sun. Hopefully, you're able to get off your computer or wherever it is that you do. I know that our guest is not much of a person, I think. He's right on the job. And then Columbus, Ohio, it is a +1, which is very, very comfortable. And you know what? They're actually, Columbus, Ohio is pretty close to Ottawa to Toronto. So they're pretty close by. Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, they're pretty close to us. So I guess they have very similar weather to ours. And I know that tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, we're going to have a pretty nice mild weather. So yeah, looking forward to it. And you guys are wondering, why am I mentioning Columbus, Ohio? Because that's where my guest is from, everyone. We've been having authors. It's just like all the authors got together and they said, let's get together and let's go to the Liz T show. And then it was singer-songwriters for weeks. Like, I mean, everybody wanted to be on the show and present their songs. And again, it seemed like everybody got together and decided that they wanted to be on the Liz T show, every single one in the world. And we've been having people from all over the planet, South America, Central America, the States, Europe, and then we had coaches. So I'm not planning this. How they come, that's how we have them on the show. So today you're wondering, is it an author? Is it a singer-songwriter? Is it a coach? None of the above, my friends. But we have an amazing person that is all about construction. And some of you probably hit in the winter have amazing questions, very good questions that our guest could definitely answer for you. So let me give you a little bit more hint. He is in the construction industry, and probably he could talk about a lot of saving tips that they can help you with your home or with your purchase for your investment and much, much more. So let me remind you of the numbers, 845-277-9146. I would like to thank again my sponsor, Dr. George Grant. He's a homeopath and he is a neuropath. And if you are looking for someone who has not solved your problem when it comes down to those migraines that you've been having for years, you've done tests and nothing happened, check out Dr. George Grant. He's right here in Toronto, Canada. We will be playing the words of a sponsor right after or throughout our interview. And also, don't forget that we will have a music on section. Because we've been having so many singers, songwriters, this show is about 8 hours. And so we have, 25 minutes, give or take. We don't count with our guests. And then we have our music on section. What's radio without music, right? So for you that have sent us your MP3, oh, the selection is huge. Our inbox is packed. And I'm sorry to sound like a broken record, but we did not play music with profanity. So no songs with swear words. It's all clean version. We have children. We have actually actors, children actor on the show. And it's kind of embarrassing to have, a song for us. Anyways, I know other stations are okay with that, but for us, it has to be the clean version. We play rap, we play gospel, a variety of songs and rock, but it has to be the clean version. And that's it. My housekeeping is pretty much taken care. I think we should get going and we should bring out our guest. I'll be right back.
Canadian show. North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do.
You got it. I want to know who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And without further ado, let's welcome Keely Scott, and I know he corrected me just a little while ago, but I'm gonna get it with that, a wonderful round of applause. welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing absolutely wonderful. I'm glad to be here.
I am honored and privileged to have you talk about a very, very important subject. And by the way, everyone, can you correct your name again? So it's Keely?
It's Keely Scott.
Keely Scott, by the way,
yes.
He lives in, as I mentioned earlier, in Columbus, Ohio. He's been in the construction business since he was 13, really. Vakil is actually he's a Scotch, a Scottish and family descendant, hence he is Scottish Men's Construction. By the way, his logo, as his logo, as you are watching on our social, it is very, very awesome, incredible. He is trained with the most of what he wants to know, and still works alongside his father. That's incredible. That's incredible. What they do, what they specialize in, is kitchen, bathroom remodels and plumbing, industry, including water heater installs, repairs. And he has a huge amount of knowledge. And I'm telling you guys, you should definitely call him for questions. And he's also trained in camper train, framing, drywall, electrical plumbing, and the foundation system. So, Keely, I wanted to ask you, you know, your knowledge is superb, and you well-rounded when it comes when it comes to construction. You were 13 when you started working along with your father. I mean, for anybody, and by the way, I can definitely socialize with you or know what you're talking about, because I've always, since I was five,
yeah,
I worked along my father, and I always wanted to work with him. Never even crossed my mind not to do anything else other than working with him. And I know a lot of people that working with your family member for a long period of time, you just want to run away, want to be doing your own thing, nothing to do with what you're doing with your father. So what made you stay, and not only stay, but pursue this amazing career?
Well, I've always enjoyed it because I like working with my hands so much. And it's nice being able to look at something at the end of the day and see you've actually accomplished something, or something has actually changed from one thing to another. And it's nice to be able to have that satisfaction to it.
That is awesome. Did you ever, have you ever tried anything else? Like, I don't know, just went on and tried to become a salesman or just something different?
I worked in, I was a salesman for a little bit. I worked at a pro care at the sales counter. But honestly, I preferred working with my hands more and being more honest with my customers on exactly what they have to do than have to follow a sales protocol that on how we're supposed to properly sell things. It's just about being honest with our clients and giving them the best product that they can have.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So I guess everybody in Columbus, Ohio, know you guys, and know the family business, know what you guys are all about. And now you're you know, being on the radio, and it will give you a lot more respect and a lot more, you know, credibility. Not that you don't have it, but it's great to know that you've been acknowledged. All, you know, this show is not just only here in Canada and the U.S., but we are all over the world. One of the things that I wanted to ask you too is that your father, I assume, is still with us, or?
Yes, he is.
Beautiful, beautiful.
But over the last few years, he has slowed down a lot, so I have taken over most of all the responsibilities on everything.
Beautiful. And not only that, you're becoming, you know, proactive, and you know that to have a business, you have to have, you know, media presence. You got to be out there, which is, you know, very productive of you. And so what is your father when you finally came back from experimenting somewhere else and you know, say, you know what, Dad, this is for me. I learned this since I was very young, and I want to pursue it. I want to take our business to the next level. I assume he was very proud of you, or he was, you know, like my father, I hope that you came up to me.
Basically handed me some tools and went, all right, get back to work then.
yep, that's definitely like my dad. Definitely like my dad. Yeah, no changes on that. So let's talk about COVID. I mean, it's the elephant on the table. Everybody wants to wish that this could go away, but I assume that being in the industry that you are, not like singers that I've, as you heard earlier, we've been interviewing tons of musicians, and reason being is because they can't perform because all the venues are closed. So a radio is the place that they can show up their craft. So has it been busier for you through this COVID period? Has the business has become busier because most people are at home, or has a slowdown for you guys?
No, business has increased tenfold because everybody's home. Now the little things that they didn't have to see or only walk by at a glance now stick out like sore thumbs, and that's an issue to them. So something's got to change. So they give us a call, we get it fixed for them, and get them back down the road.
That's awesome.
And we try and make sure that we cover all of our COVID protocols. We wear masks when we're in houses, try and keep 6 foot distancing between all of our clients and stuff, so they feel safe with having us in the home.
Well, congratulations, Keely, and I'm so happy for you. Where everybody else, the whole world is suffering, is people are losing their jobs, people are getting less hours, people, like I said earlier, authors are not be able to have, you know, their book signing and things like that. You guys are busier than ever, and that's a very, very good thing. And you know, I know that there is lose for some and gain for some, and I guess you are on the end of it, or your business is not only being a lot more proactive than before, is because everybody is home, working from home, and things go bad. You know, the water has been used a lot more, you know, here in Canada. The gyms are closed, so the shower, when you used to take a shower at home, now you, or in the gym, that you're taking it at home, and that leaky faucet or that knob that it wasn't closing properly, now it has to take care. How are things in Columbus, Ohio, when it comes down to lockdown and things like that?
Right now, if I remember correctly, we still got like a 10 o'clock curfew in, so all of our bars are shutting down at 10, but we still got our gyms and stuff are still open right now, but they are taking a lot of precautions to make sure all the machines are wiped down and clean. And our bars kind of look a little goofy right now, and even some of our restaurants with all of these plastic shielding around everybody. But besides that, everything's, and everybody's wearing masks everywhere, everything's moving forward.
Yeah, that is the norm. And for, I hate to use that word, but that is it. And you guys are actually look like you guys have a little bit more freedom than here in Toronto, Canada, which is great for businesses. We hate to hear that gyms are small businesses are closing because of COVID. So let's get to the nitty gritty, Keel, because you know, people are talking about you know, fixing their home, fixing things that they weren't working before, things that are starting to become a nuisance, not just that, oh, I'll leave it for later kind of thing. So can you tell us what are the top most three expensive things that they can go wrong in a home if I own or it doesn't pay attention to it?
Probably the three biggest things is your heating and air conditioner. So if you don't change your filter on that, you're going to start breaking stuff. You can cut the lights down on it, and that's not cheap ever. Your hot water tank is probably your next one. That's the hot water tank's probably like part of the blood system in your home, because that water flows throughout your whole entire house. And if you don't pay attention to it, you can get calcium buildup in there, and that can end up in your faucets, clogging things, as well as damaging your hot water tank itself. And then I'd probably say the next is your roof system, because if it's not right, you've got more water coming through the house, or it's being shed off improperly, and now you've got basement foundation damage.
Wow. It's incredible how we not paying attention, we overlook things like the air filter, which is, you know, right now is summer, I mean winter in Ohio as well as it is in Canada. So for that will be definitely the filter in the summertime. And because you're not using it nowadays, how about doing the due diligence and taking care of that now before summer or spring hits and you start turning off the AC? So that's a good preventative. Love it. Love it. So how about the heater? Because now we're using the heater in Canada, as you heard me, tonight is going to be minus seven. So how about that?
Well, with your heater and stuff, you've definitely got to make sure that you take care of it. Like the furnace and stuff in your house, that's still going to be your air filter. And especially if you've got pets, you've got to take care of that, because you can end up with that more clogging through your vents, cause fire hazards. None of that's good. But your hot water tank, that you want to make sure that you at least flush it once a year. And you can't let it just sit over and be the weird guy in the corner. You got to take a look at it every once in a while, so you notice before it actually does start leaking, because you'll end up with little calcium deposits in spots where there weren't any before, which are like little white crystals that you'll see on like your copper pipes or your black galvanized pipes.
Wow, incredible.
And that's the indicator that you're going to have a leak.
Yes. So the other one is the hot water tank. That's a biggie. I remember one of our older homes, not in the province here of Ontario where we live, but in the province, our heater went. It was the most expensive thing ever, which we had no idea that it was going to be seven. And obviously the roof is a biggie. So talking about most expensive things ever. So in my view, and I'm not the expert, but I have an idea for the listeners that are listening to us right now, and they're probably been taking notes, and I hope you are. And by the way, guys, I want to remind you that you can always call us in. 845-277-4146 is the number to interact with us. You know that I know that we love interaction, so you could do that. Or you can always comment on our social, Facebook / Lizzie Radio, or Instagram as well. So yeah, let's which one will be the most costly out of all those things that you mentioned?
I'd probably say interior-wise, the hot water tank, because if that leaks and blows and you're not home, you could come home with a foot and a half of water in your basement, because your water lines have just been pouring out of your basement, which means all of your photos, your family pictures, whatever you've got downstairs that are near that hot water tank is going to be completely ruined. And that can also, if it gets in the walls, cause mold damage and other things like that. And then that's your family's health. You can't put a price tag on that.
Yes, you can.
So besides the tens and thousands of dollars in just basic damage, it can cause residual damage down the road that you might not even see at first.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Incredible. Love it. Love it. Guys, if you are, hopefully you're taking notes. If you're not taking notes, you can always welcome to connect with us later on. This is recorded here on the radio show, so you can always reach out to us when you listen to this. So what are the other potential damage that could develop unnoticed? Because, you know, we're talking about, you know, the AC, the heater, the water, the roof, which is common. Everybody, you know, almost has a common sense. Almost everybody has common sense, and almost everybody knows those are the biggies, right? But how about things that are people are not unnoticed that they could, you know, come up with and make a big bill?
Windows. A lot of the some of the older homes have aluminum frame windows. Well, when these windows heat up and contract, and you've got really cold weather outside, especially like you guys have got in Canada, that the difference between those will make those windows sweat. And that much moisture, believe it or not, doesn't seem like a lot, can actually drip down into your walls and cause mold and rot and damage to your whole entire structure.
Yep. As I was mentioning, when we used to live in the province of Saskatchewan, this is, you know, right in the middle of Canada, close to Montana, and the weather can go there minus 50. And, you know, I remember the windows. There was an old house that we used to own, and the heater within a couple of years, just it was such a big expense. It was a big mess. And then you're right, the windows, they condensated so bad. And if you got closer to the window, you could smell the mildew. It was just disgusting. And it's so unhealthy, too. Like, let's think about health,
yeah,
too, right? Let's think about, you know, you have somebody in your house that has asthma or has some breathing or disorder, has some breathing issues or allergies, and you probably, you know, pumping your child, your elderly, anybody with tons of meds, and the issue is not with them. It's your house that needs to change or insulate your windows. I mean, never think about it until something like this happened in my case, which is that's what was, you know, the mildew was causing, you know, my child to have this asthma allergy. It's mildew. If you research, guys, mildew is deadly for people with asthma or breathing problems. So take care of that. So for people that are listening to us and they adore you guys there in Columbus, I wish you could be in Canada, Scott. I wish you could be in Canada. Oh, well. What would you say that the jobs that you do currently? I named a couple of them, but can you share with us?
So the big thing that we're doing a lot of right now are hot water tank installs. And mostly we started really pushing toward these a few months ago. And since then it's been taking off. And we found out that we do them so quickly that we don't have to charge a lot of the same prices that of these bigger companies have, because it's highway robbery what these people are charging to have some of these tanks installed.
I've heard of that, yes. And it's the same here in Canada. It's the same.
Some of these people are – it takes an hour and a half to 2 hours for most tank installs. And to figure out what they're charging per hour, it's like CEOs of million-dollar companies aren't making that much money per hour as these guys are installing these tanks. And it's so we cut our prices down to make our customers happy. And
I'm happy that
we thought it was right to do.
I am happy that you are very considerate to your customers and you feel their pain, because, you know, to have a home, people save their life savings, a lifetime. And obviously some people get, ripped off, and now they have this beautiful home with a lot of repairs to do. And, you know, it's so disappointing that you think that you got a good deal, but in the end of it, you did get a good deal, but there's a lot of fixing up to do. And somebody like yourself, people in Columbus, Ohio, are very, very blessed and very lucky to have you around. And, for you to be able to answer the questions. So when it comes down to people calling you or interacting with you, is there a fee for consultation? Like, do you charge them to go and take a look, see what's wrong?
Nope. We do free estimates on everything.
Oh, awesome.
And they can get a hold of us on scotsmancontracting.com. We've got stuff they can fill out on there. They can check out our testimonials, schedule appointments, and see what we're actually doing on the site, because we're working on several really good ideas to help out homeowners so they can find out information on how to do things, or at least even take a look to figure out what might be wrong. And if they need help, they can always give us a call. We can come out and we'll get it fixed for them right away.
Beautiful. That's awesome. That's That is incredible. Love it. You know, I know he does this all the time, but I feel that people feel a lot more generous when, you know, it's the spirit of Christmas. So, you know, it doesn't matter. I need to applaud you anyway. This is beautiful. This is awesome. Thank you. Thank you. So, guys, I'm looking at the website right now. Very, very nice site. And again, he mentioned it is ScottManConstructing.com. I will have this link on my social media, the Lizzie T Show, on Facebook, on Instagram, and also on Twitter for you to be able to connect. There's a link for this recording. You can hear it to everything that he has said right now when it comes down to big, you know, huge tips. Like, this is awesome. Some people, just to mention things like that, they will schedule an appointment. They will charge you for that. So he's given us amazing free tips. The number for you guys to call him is 614-743-6224. Again, the link will be on my social media, and you'll be able to connect him to them rather directly. Are you guys at all on social yet, or just through this website?
We're just on this website right now, but we are also on Home Advisors and Angie's List, and the telephone number that you can get a hold of us on is 614-753-6224.
Beautiful.
6224.
Right on.
Yep.
Again, the link will be on my social media for you to be able to connect with them directly. If you mention you heard it on the Lizzie T Show, hey, my job is complete. I'm fulfilled. That's the reason I do this, to be able to help business owners, and also to be able to help someone who is probably struggling with, you know, a heater that is not working, or a hot water, which is giving them tons of issues. Or you didn't know that if the built up, the residue and the salt and the minerals that are left in there, not taken care of now, it could be a huge or a bigger expense later on. So that's in windows, big ones, penguin. And again, I know as for personal experience, you know, going through my child with breathing problems. So it's the mildew that can cause that, not just that your child is the way it is. And I love too, they have a great logo. And so tell us a little about this logo. I have it on my social as well. Is a Scottish man, somebody dressed up, but you really want to go through that. You really want to portray your background, your heritage, which is awesome. So who thought of all this?
My other partner that works with me, Stu, were throwing back and forth the idea, and I said, how about a set of bagpipes? And he goes, that's brilliant. Well, why don't we add, like, the different fields in the tops of the actual decanters and the top.
Yes.
I went, that's a great idea, and that's kind of
yes.
how it was born right there.
Yes, I love it. I you know, I don't know if a lot of people noticed that, but that's the first thing I noticed when I saw the pipe, and I was like, that's ingenious. Like, that is definitely the best logo I've ever seen, because it has all the tools as a constructing person tells them, the picture tells everything. This picture speaks louder than 1,000 words, and there it is. This is it. This is the stuff that I'm talking about. This is awesome. This is awesome. So for people that are listening to us right now, and they're wondering, you know, they're kind of on the fence, and they're thinking, I don't know if I should call. I don't know if I should trust you, you know, bringing somebody on my home. I've been dealing with such and such for a long period of time. However, it's not working, but I'm, you know, I still trust them. Can you share with us some really, really amazing, maybe one or two, if you remember, amazing testimonial people that you've dealt with in the last year or so, that they called you in and you were able to and fill in the blank, and they were so thankful, because if you were not there or helped them out with a particular situation, they could have lost, you know, or spend huge amounts of money or even lose the basement or whatever. So if you could share, you know, at least one testimonial from somebody that you had an amazing experience with you, and they after you were done, they were so happy that you called, that they called you, that they couldn't live without you.
Well, we've got one of the testimonials on there is from the owner of one of the bars here in Columbus. I rebuilt his whole entire basement section of his bar, ended up installing new bar top, wraparound bar, all new lights in the basement. Also did some plumbing repair for him as well there. But one of the biggest ones that brought probably our happiest customer was one we actually just had about a week ago. We got called in, and it was a 30-year-old tank that just started leaking from the pressure relief valve on the side of the tank. And after we started moving this tank around, we finally got it out. We got it turned and noticed that the whole entire side of the tank was completely rusted. And when we finally laid it down after we dollied it outside, this side of the tank actually burst open. It was that rusty, which means that client there almost lost all of their carpet and furniture that they had near it, as well as a brand new washer and dryer that were directly next to the hot water tank.
Wow, those, you know, and it makes you feel that, you know, what you're doing is so worth it, and you are not just saving somebody's home for becoming a whole chaos disaster, but, you know, if you feel like you are doing a worthwhile job, and I mean, I wish everybody can feel as fulfilled as you are to be able to say, hey, I saved somebody's home, and they're so, so happy for it. That's, I guess, that when you look at the end of the day, or at the end of the week, or the end of the month, you know, it's not, it comes down to not just a paycheck, but it's the fulfillment that you get by helping a family member or a family, you know, and knowing that this is so worthwhile, right?
Yes, that's exactly it. It's about giving the customer a great deal and making and seeing them happy, because when you get to go home every day and you know you've made somebody's day, it makes you sleep a little better, or at least it does me.
For sure. If you have the feeling of accomplishment, the feeling of being satisfied, and you're absolutely right. A lot of people go home at the end of the day, but there is that guilt, right? There's that they've done something wrong, and definitely you don't have that problem, which is incredible. I love it. This has been incredible. So for somebody who is listening and or are on the fence, I think this testimonial will switch you over, and you could definitely give them a shout. Again, the website is scottsmanconstructing.com. Again, the link will be here with this show and also on social for you to be able to reach out. And the website is you could just click on your mouse on your cell phone and you'll be able to reach out to them. And again, mention that you heard it on the Liz T Show. And this will be my biggest fulfillment of the day that, you know, somebody got help through here, through the show. Keely, it's been such an honor. We've been here a little longer than I stipulated, but you know what? It's worth it to hear your story, to hear your business, your background, you know, that you started at 13 and now you're taking over that business, which is he must be unbelievably proud of you. I am anyways, and people in Ohio are very blessed to have you. Keep up the good work, and you know, hopefully that somebody who needs to contact you will do, and wish you a wonderful, blessed Christmas and an amazing, amazing New Year. Any last word?
No, it's been wonderful talking to you, and please, if anybody wants to get a hold of us, scottsmancontracting.com, and we'd love to hear from you and try to help you any way that we can.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
And thank you.
Okay. Wow, that was awesome, everyone. Again, the links will be on our social, Facebook/ Lisa T Radio. The recording of this will be there with the link to their website. Same thing with Instagram, same thing with Twitter, and obviously same thing with our LinkedIn account. Awesome. I wish I could spend a little longer, but we only have an hour, and I know you musicians are going to be upset at me because every time that should be a little longer for music. Well, you know, today we got about four submissions, so we will be playing one of them, and one of them is right here from Toronto. His name is Trajiga, and the song is called Downtown Girls. Thanks so much for submitting your MP3, and Liz, have fun.
Fast pace, cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown car. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down. Hey girl, what did you say? Right. That you were going now. I'm gonna be there.
Hey, walk her on the top, running through the block.
Downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl. She could be my downtown girl. Living in a downtown world, right. Baby, be my downtown girl.
Slow down, pull your placement for a minute. We can get into it, I think it'll take a second. Wanna get to talking and stretch it out for a minute. Yeah, open up for a minute, you spark my interest like. Ain't fake to wait, I felt the vegetable. Head over heels since I got you in my visual. At the end of the ad, it's all the typical. Got me standing in that line, so I'm taking pills. One day, as to where going, I remain fascinated with what's going down. So where you going? So where you going? Tell me where you going now. I can make the job for the beat work. Been a minute job for the beat work. I bring it to the top, you can see earth. Get inside, win the side, wanna see first. Feeling wanna stay in this mood. Yeah, I'm different, kinda different, yeah, I'm different than dudes, yeah. Thinking I could get you some wounds. Even that, baby, kick up a few. Yeah, think you like wings? Yeah, I like wings too. I buy whatever that's fine and let that thing do. I see what I like, so it's a single. The baby, you're one at a time. Hit me some digits quick. You can get gone for a minute. I take it home for a minute. Wanna see it right? Right. Probably need a sip in your life. Just take a hold of me. You want me to get a change of your life? We got it.
Cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown drive. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down. Hey girl, where did you say that you were going now?
Where you going, ma?
I wanna be there.
I wanna be there with you.
With my downtown girl.
That's right.
You could be my downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl.
Alright.
Yeah. She could be my downtown girl.
Right.
Living in that downtown world.
Night, girl.
Baby, be my downtown girl.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Baby, yeah. I told you we would go, oh, yeah, I told you we'd get up, yeah, I told you we'd know, from the second you would know, from the second you would know, hey, you know, so we never know, hey, so we put it down, yeah, I told you you my girl, though, yeah, yeah.
Hey, walk her on the top, running through the squat,
fast pace, cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown drive, I've been trying to chase this high, slow down. Hey girl, where did you say that you were going now? I wanna be there, yeah. That you were going now. I wanna be there.
Yeah. on broad daylight. It doesn't really matter, cause it never feels right. Each time a new mask, I let her back in, like a trusted old friend. And I'm stuck in passing, once bitten out of control, infected my immortal soul, drowning in a black hole. How low can I go? The clock moves so slowly, mind heavy and insane, as we play this deadly game. It hits me, I am the prey. Every kiss a cliff of light, don't care cause I just need a hit. I just really need a jump start, so I take siren I ignore is a shell full of scars, lonely and wanting more. All I can do is pretend I'm not worried. I try hard to act so cool, though I'm not worthy. Once bitten out of control, infecting my will take years to fix. Nights all but over, I crave the rush again. I'm barely sober. Maybe find myself some time in the same damn place. Real, real soon tonight, play the same damn game. The clock moves so slowly, my head.
Wow. So that was Sorrentis from LA and Straight to My Heart. And next one before that was Ty Waters right here from Vancouver, Canada. And this song is a Christmas song. So I think it's time for us to be playing some Christmas songs as well. I will love to let you know that this show is being sponsored by Dr. George Grant. And thank you so much for sponsoring the show. Without your contribution, this show could not be possible.
Meet Professor George Grant, PhD, Canada's Wellness Expert Ambassador, Scientist Professor, former Quarantine Officer with Health Canada, FDA and CDCA international best-selling celebrity author of 13 books, including the Guinness World Records holder of 126 best-selling authors signing simultaneously. Would you like to improve your sleep, reduce your pain, manage your stress anxiety, reduce the dependency on prescription and over-counter medications, and reverse any challenge naturally? Among 7 plus billion people on Earth, we have our unique fingerprints. It is time to leave our unique imprint on everyone we touch to enhance more lives. AcademyofWellness.com.
David Lewis and a song all the way from Argentina, South America. He is originally from Colombia, but he resides in Argentina. And that was a pretty awesome dancing song. And this is it for today, everyone. Thank you for joining us. So we will be back tomorrow with another show, another guest, and another phenomenal, fantastic show for you. Always check our social to see who we have on the show. And support. I'm your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. Thank you again, and have a phenomenal, make it a phenomenal day. Bye-bye.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do.